Man Who Recorded Attack on Driver, Portland Like Walking in Third World Country. By Amy Furr on August 20, 2020. A man who filmed rioters brutally assaulting another man Sunday in Portland said the incident was extremely violent. Sometimes I forget I'm walking the streets of an American city in the Northwest. Sometimes it feels like you're walking in a third world country, Drew Hernandez told Fox News. The victim was possibly defending a transgender woman who was reportedly being beaten and robbed by Black Lives Matter protesters when they turned their attention to him and his female companion, the outlet noted. Hernandez said the man got into his truck and drove away when the attack occurred. I think he just felt extremely threatened. They chased him. Until he finally crashed. When they finally caught up to him, they went nuts, he explained. Journalist Andy Ngo tweeted a series of graphic videos Monday showing the events just after the crash. The scenes are graphic. In the moments before the assault, the rioters told the man to back up, then shoved him on the ground. When he got on his feet, they pushed him back down and one was heard saying, "You ain't going nowhere. Put your ass down," as someone forced him onto the pavement. Moments later, someone else ran up behind the man and kicked him in the head, knocking him out. Police did not arrive on the scene until after the crash and the violence had already occurred. When the police began attempting to tow away the man's vehicle, the crowd started accusing them of protecting white supremacists, according to Breitbart News. In a news release Tuesday, the Portland Police Bureau, PPB, identified the suspect in the alleged assault as 25-year-old Marquise Love. Investigators have left messages for Love to turn himself in but will continue to look for him as there is probable cause for his arrest, the Bureau said, adding that the victim had been released from the hospital and was recovering. The city has continued grappling with nights of unrest that have become violent, according to Fox News. There's this sense of fear because the people are unpredictable because the crime rates are high and police aren't there to save you. That's kind of the feeling that I get when I'm walking the streets of Portland, Hernandez concluded.